DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
The men's with the Sherlin that Bane had before you test me. You ought to think of your brain pin. Donnie's a gorilla. Al Qaeda came with the killer's gun on the waiter while I wait for niggas. Plate full of plans. If you wanna die, I know the devil. Go ahead and pick the date for the dance. I'm in the I-8, blow an 8 on the iPhone. On a money call, then take the advance. 50-50 split, take mines on the back end. Business going good, take the profit, put it back in. Reaganomics in effect, rooftops with cartels. Honor in the set, my outfit. Put you out, kid. Fuck about the plug, cause we the outlet. Y'all the homie got a tech, any on that stout shit. Land homie got the coke, any on that rap shit. You ain't really bout shit.
We let the dogs out. Man, come on, you ain't really bout shit.
DJ King Flow.
My clothesline a yuppie off a city bike. Pop.
Mixtape Addict.
Yeah. Just got back from tour, still spending euros. 10 bands in the hood for my cousin's murals. City workers give up 20 years of their life and still can't afford to pay a mortgage in the 5 boroughs. Verrazano damn near $20.
The fuck is that?
Fuck your overtime and them shitty hours.
Take that back.
We buying into what should be ours. I say CI, that's not Central Islip or City
Isle.
They trying to turn the projects into condos.
Fuck
gentrification. Fuck it, what do I know?
Do I
it's
know?
Like taking the gorilla out the Congo. I've been here 30 years, now where the fuck do I go? $15 Newport's end. On the bottom, they got the fake New York stamp. I might stomp her out of town or out just for spite. And have him calling home to his mama like.
The bush stroker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders.
DJ
I'm 30
King
now,
Flo.
Baby, sit drinks and sip them slow. Model, no stress, smoke less than I did before. As long as a name hold fame, idiots try me. Then they wanna sue me, ruin me, put me in the penitentiary forever. Never will, yet and still, I'm the number one QB rebel. My position is permanent, listen and learn a bit. Went from underground like a turnipiz. Helped turn the shit to a $1 trillion business. Corporate thugs try to steal my percentage. I got the office bugged. Double agents, get payments. Industry merging, they ain't hurting. It's deep, it's a chapter of the one world raptor. A world secret, that's cool, but I'll be needing my masters. Keep what I said, keep educating yourself. Persevere for long years, see the streets as your wealth. Keep it gangster in mansions. Getting old with your kids painting on canvas. Knowing you took chances. Peace to the frustrated old school MCs. Thanks to y'all, y'all planted the seed.
It's heating up.
Static selection.
It's H-I-L-L-Y. Northwest, southwest, south side. When I ride, keep a ball in the trunk. My blonde shorts and my sneaks in the back.
DJ King Flow.
Strap up and we can meet where you at. We can do this 5 or 5 or 1 on 1. Yeah, my pops again and I'm a son of a gun. Then I low, low touchdown, swing with a bat. I'm playing beatball, standing in my beatball stance. I catch the band and catch the when I'm ticked off. Then I go swish, 3 points for the buzz of the wall. Then the crowd go
everybody
on.
In the stands, stand up.
Throw your hands up if you want me. We own these streets, we run this city. We show no pity when we up and down the course. Can't throw up a ball or ever fit in my streets. Put your hands up if you with me. We run this city, we own these courts. All these chickens know us when we cruising through the streets. Can't show, 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 ever, ever, it's in your
DJ King Flo.
I'm packing up my shit. Much shit in the cars I can fit. And I'm just driving as far as I can get. Away from these problems. To all of my sorrows I forget. What's tomorrow like? It's tonight. I'm starting life again.
Mixtape.
Get to the corner and stop. Fuck am I going? Besides psycho. When I fantasize. Starting my whole life over. Yeah, right. Oh, and I might go and get hypnotized. So I don't even recognize no one. I Try to look alive, but there's nothing like holding your head up high when you're dead inside, and I just tied sewing. In case you're wondering why my inside showing, cause I done spilled on my guts, and those are mine, so I'm picking them up and stuffing them back. Fuck it, I've done enough in this rap shit. Recovery brought me nothing but that. Right where I was, and perhaps this could have been my victory lap if I wasn't on the verge of relapse.
All I see is dick violence, underachievers and non-believers. I kept the torch lit back when they ain't believing us. The gatekeepers try to keep us at bay, promoting all the frauds while the real just fade away. Some gave up, turned their back and walked away. I've been dope and still continue to push the envelope. Unbelievable quotes when bars get spoke. And I never had a ghost that wrote. Listen, I pushed the pen from the left to the right side of the page. Sinister verse, as soon as I'm done, I burn sage. I pay homage to MCs from the golden age. I dap them up backstage if we engage. Patiently waiting for my shot, trying to suppress the rage. I'm cut from a different cloth, a fabric. Call them not trying to have it. I got a bad habit of sticking my middle finger up. If it's something to war on, I don't give a fuck. But years ago, I used to blind loyalty to a focus I didn't use.
Primo.
Yeah, what up, John?
Tell me your name again, my nigga. Terminology. So what? So
word up, word rest. Up.
Watch out with your damn
DJ. Hey, yo, Primo.
Yeah, what's good?
Seeing that it's 2006.
Uh-huh.
And this being the honor that it is.
Word.
I figured I'll take it and teach the kids.
Watch out with your damn.
Out here on these streets, all we got is gun clips, dirty chicks, and niggas that snitch.
That's uh-huh. What's
can't forget about the drug strips.
No doubt.
Shit.
Yo.
I see myself as the holy resurrection, the pun. If I ain't that, then you ain't one. Rapper that's lyrical slash Latin, political past rapping with visuals past Malcolm and Finnegal past platinum. It's hard, but I speak the truth, inspire to teach the youth, defy to heat the booth. I'm high to beat the loop, the system and trash will send me. Tackle a rapper, send me shackles and pack a sin. The back of the black is in, I'm packing the Mac again like capital punishment. Hugging the gun and then running and ducking from the government. They dying to cuff me up, lock me down, touch me up, cock the pound, bust me up. Stop my sound, hush me up, but I shall never hold my tongue. Before that, I roll my blunt and load my gun. Give a kiss to my daughter, tell my mother I love her, and blow the brains out a couple dirty cops undercover. Crooked detectives is foul, how they booking the rest is for cooking and stretching. We just trying to feed our kids. The streets crazy wild, plus it get crazy foul. Listen when I say it now.
Tummy tuck, doubled up, cocaine, dope game all day. Run em up, get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
The ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might wanna check the Wikipedia. Immaculate flow, extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place.
Told you.
Your home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I'm
told you.
With realness, realness, to make sure that you feel this. I
told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. Told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Yeah, watch me creep the Jeep up. I'm the Jeeper creeper on the streets like I was Caesar.
DJ
you
King
a little
Flo.
Caesar, walk around like piece of pizza. You a little reefer, I'm a pound of laughs, so keep up.
Mix
I was in the visa on the lean like I was pizza. Chick that I was seeing had a European seat cup. Do we have a problem, motherfucker? You can speak up. Running lap
cops around these rappers, they can't even see us. From the Iraqis, not too shabby with the Ria. In the Afghani hash that we done had to fuck the streets up. I'm the leader of the newest, we the truest, I can see it through it. Teach you how we occupy the strip like we was Jewish. Nigga came afraid up from the sewers, turtle shells was cooler. Cause these shells are loaded in the tool and hit you in medulla. We just came up from the underground like we was tulip. You will never see nobody school us, can't nobody fool us. It's a school of hard knocks, came with excellent prerequisites. And next to it, the spinning 20-inch rims on my Pegasus. You step to this and it'll be your exodus at Festivus. And only on my old heads know about the reference. Bitch, I call my son Nas cause I fucking represent. And I watch every sunrise with all my eyes on every cent. All my guys are getting sent to your crib with a death wish. Put a horse's head up on your back cause you a dead fish. You don't wanna see me on the record getting reckless. Rolling through your block like I'm a tank of fucking septic. Though I'm dropping deuces every time I drop the best shit. Oh shit, this nigga's like it's like it's on the toilet.
Stepping in to give you the thesis, yo, to teach you the lesson. Give the page a crease, ink verses you're in store for. Recently deceased, I only dream of more gore. Rhymes from bleak light, twins down the corridor. Unfortunate events taking place at random or door. Because I summon the ghosts of Mordor. Hit three sips under the floorboards. Death ramp, let your camp, it's oblique. Hands on the page and take notes when I rap. You're getting robbed by Italians with an employment gap. I've got a mask on my face, I own a pet bat. I'm riding through town while he sits on my lap. Better than a guard dog when I take a dirt nap. That way, no one can give my coffin a tap. What?
Derrière ma paire de lunettes noires, je vois l'avenir en demi-teinte. Arrière cuisine, je déguste un plat napolitain. Palpation au quotidien, arrestation, on connaît bien la suite. Arrive énervé comme garde des vrilles en 2001. Je t'épargne tous les détails. Les négros veulent du bif, mais ils jouent les véganes. Multiplie le cash comme des poupées russes. Recherche une blanque du genre utérus. Le rap bébé, c'est un milieu d'hommes. Qui veut se taper as sur as comme un Wimbledon. Rebelle comme un païen. Faut de la ria et de l'ail pour les vampires. On vient d'ailleurs, taxiphone, téléphone, maison. Tu reconnais un banger et ça dès le premier son. J'ai pas regardé, le 20h on dirait le dernier baisson. Pour les éclater votre honneur, pas besoin d'une permission. J'ai postulé la belle chemise, ça sert à rien. Autant dealer, parler de crime, on verra bien. Le quartier c'est la Tchétchénie.
DJ King Flow.
We gon' find you.
Yo, I don't go to their parties. I don't pick up their calls. I don't look at the texts. I ain't fucking with y'all. We ain't got the same friends. I don't bang what you said. Only thing we got in common is your sister. We love her to death. Don't get upset. Gotta change your energy. Talk about yourself amongst others, cause haters become enemies. Dwelling in the past leads to jail and more therapy. Trips out of state, duffel bags full of felonies. Your gang in the precinct, auto-tune singing melodies. Ratting for the blue cheese, wingman turned celery. No loyalty in the streets, they'll kidnap your newborn. You ain't got the ransom money or grew up in a group home. Clear out your bank account, I was sleeping in a futon. Bitch made nigga with a purse full of Groupons. Y'all indolent, envious leeches from day uno. Talk shit about me, but in front of me, y'all straight uno. Yo, I'm just minding my business. Minding my business. You see who you heard what, man, listen. I don't know nothing, I'm just minding my business.
DJ King Flow.
From us with love.
Got many friends in the biz. It is what it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I say,
yeah.
Look, I say,
I was born in Brooklyn, attitude in my DNA. We ain't play with the same shit, wasn't no CNAs. Nah. Ma Duke got what she could, wasn't no CNA. My only suit, I wore to church, cause that's where we would pray. Hoping Jesus heard us and hoping he fucked with me today. Maybe we could go to Six Flags one day when she get paid. People say she could make equal wage as the majorities. I don't see it how they see this way. Grew up, got on my grizzle, we got to be this way. Still ain't never been to Six Flags, ain't seen it to this day. Still didn't, Ma didn't, Phil didn't, real business. I don't even wanna go now, that's how I feel with it. These all grown man bars, and trust me, I'm trying to deal with it. It might be minor to y'all, but that shit still hitting.
Still hitting.
I'ma do it, I'ma be real with it.
Real with it, nigga.
Arms crossed, Buffalo Bills
fitted. Let's go.
Roller coaster with the toaster in the fun park. When the sun dark,
yeah,
that's when the fun start. Every ride dangerous, niggas ain't wanting no parts.
Yeah.
Drug dealers, murderers, pimps, hoes, loan sharks.
Where I'm at?
I got the toaster in the fun park. When the sun dark,
yeah,
that's when the fun start. Every ride dangerous, niggas ain't wanting no parts. Drug dealers, murderers, pimps, hoes, loan sharks.
DJ King Flow.
Nothing they can do to stop it. Acting out of pocket, they never mention your name, but now they want to profit. Talking that Carolina shit, well, there's a line in the sand. Industry over there, the real is where I stand. I ain't a fan of no man, cause man will let you down. You might as well join the circus and become a clown. Me beg you to put me on is ridiculous. I'd rather own it all and win later. Inconspicuous, a different breed. Insight from the Lord when they entered me. I became the entity vessel. He speaks to me. We do life like day and night. Darkness comes right after light. The deeds you done in life will be echoed in the afterlife. Also part of you. I get inside your mind and paint a picture like an artist do. If you're feeling anxious, I'll give you a bar or two. The music flowing through me, swear the BPM and heart in tune. The hardest truth is when you don't fit, there's someone waiting for your spot to hope you lose your grip. So I let Hopper play the keys up on that Juno kit to take this way beyond the planet on some Pluto shit. See, I got more pockets than the seamstress in my pops. He taught me how to dream big. So now I got the world around my finger on a string fit to take what people owe me. I know karma is a mean bitch.
Yo, chill out, man.
What goes around is coming back to you. Everything is spinning. You don't think the earth is flat, do you?
Doofus.
I rap voodoo. You're feeling this.
You hear me?
The story will continue when the villain lives.
I am
destined to be more than I am. I want the whole world inside of my hands. But you need to understand. It might not go according to plan.
Napa, homie,
pass the
gronies, ain't no in between, either facts or phones.
DJ Live era champ, y'all in a trance. Frauds had a chance, but dog in advance.
Mixed
the passport in my pants, soaring out to France. The bars getting stamped, your bro took a chance. That's a new monopoly. I got a short line by how water works properly. Did it on a property. Nigga, I'm past go. 200 on the dad show. Don't think she cheated my guy? Yes, she has, bro. Sabasco, hot sauce, that flow don't act gross. Should've wrote this in a lab coat. My last dose passed dope. Look at the cash flow. It's cash throw. We stuck the tech in like Namco. You lactose?
Yeah.
Intolerant, hollering what you trying to get. Keep it bottled in like a pirate ship when you model it.
Yeah.
This pure dominance and I'm prominent. You know common sense ain't common like the Chicagoan.
Back and loaded, I'm in traffic yoking. Witnessing the goat, the way the stats are loaded. We've been through the valley, now it's Napa, homie. Pass the ball, the
probably time I get up out these streets. As I sleep, granny pray the Lord for my soul to keep. Deliver me, God forgive me for disobedience. I might move out the country, become an immigrant. God knows, only heaven knows which way I'm headed, but I'm ready, I stay on my toes. This that different mindset that kinda come with growth. Always been protected, yeah, I'm good, worried about the foes. No more half-stepping, sticking to the message. Can't be out here second-guessing, gotta get to where I'm destined. I be damned, I miss a blessing. We was paying 21 before we ever bought the crib, but I cannot take the credit. No, it ain't on me. You ain't never pick up when I buzz, now you can't call me. You ain't ever focused on the vision, and we all see. The hate up in your heart, show through your eyes. You been getting by on lies, and we all see. This purpose run deep, so what I look like giving up? The devil don't sleep, so what I look like giving up? And we finally aware, that's why they really mad at us. I'ma bite if it's for dog, you can keep your tail tucked. Never wanted to be the one that they can't deal with. The season of my life is about ownership and them partnerships. Speaking of, shout out them people that Al Capone. Up and paper in a new way, I put my city in. I give respect from people that don't even know a single song. This is real life, not a little app you put your business on. All the females wanna rap, who you think the reason? We ain't on the same thing, don't compare me to that demon. Had to cut her off cause she wasn't matching the frequency. These days I overprotect the energy. These days is really deeper than chemistry. If it ain't for the love, then you consider the inner enemy.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape addict.
It's looking bleak. Where the fuck is my crip crew at? Yo, let's get it. Yo, pass that fucking blunt over here. Fuck a remix. In my forethought, done before it even occurred. So I'm moving ahead, beyond your vision still blurred. I threw these rhymes in the cauldron and I told them to stir, while chanting oblique in an old world slur. Completing the task will require a mask. Oblique is my name and I'm ripping at the beat like Jack. Creeping down, coat over my face, all black. Meditating in the morgue where the bodies tend to stack. This is final destination, after hours conversation. Sacrificial blood libation to conjure poltergeists across the fucking nation. It's a spooky situation, expedite the damnation. Candlesticks lit at the start of the verse. Severed heads in an off-white purse that I strapped to my shoulder when I hopped out the hearse. To tell the whole world that oblique is the worst, fucking cursed. If hip-hop is dead, let's bust out the Ouija board to see what it says. Obliques on the mic to keep the whole scene stressed. So bang your fucking head and get really depressed. When the bass note hits, the crystal ball lifts. One verse on the mic, the whole room shifts. Now you're catching the gist. Pull the cape over my face, slip into the mist. With a demonic twist that leaves a Christian mob pissed. Bolts in my neck, now the monster lives. Boom bap, Wes Craven here to give you the biz. I'm posted in the cellar where the seance is. I'm hopping out the room, ancient knowledge laying dormant in the womb. I am Rosemary's baby, I'm expecting the doom. When I open overcoat, dynamite goes boom. So, exit stage left through the smoke cloud plume. Out of deathly ashes, this nightshade blooms. On the turf, in the soil that is laid around the tomb. A hand reached through in the light of the moon to say, never have your fortune wrecked after
Flash is hip hop. Flash. You hear that bass line? Woo. That's Nas Raw, baby.
We America's most wanted, a feather that's cold hearted. Got a car heart full of grenades and chrome optics. Like a war veteran vexed with the Medal of Honor. Armed robber who running around covered in armor. I'm about a dollar, fresh out of the Met Gala. And I got a panther mink, I call it T'Challa. Make this gun holler like I threw to somebody's daughter. In the Ramada with Mata, she sipping the rum chata. And I said I never liked y'all dudes. Y'all some fake industry cats that really never paid y'all dues. When I flash this tech, your ass is dead. So don't flinch, just give up the bread. Amen. I said I'ma hit them with the same Valentine's massacre. I don't care who they see like Sabathia. I'm bloodbathing ya. Big biscuit blowing the back of ya. Silence on the Mac. Now that's spectacular.
Flash, I'm right back at you, baby. Boom, bapping you. Loaded, pointing the Mac at you. Toe tagging and smacking you. Either way, y'all, I'm coming for blood. Count Dracula. How the fuck all these rappers is actors but lack character, huh? Y'all see the stars and stripes, dudes. We paid ours. I'm no judge, but I laid obey laws when I lay bars. Flash, nigga, everything that I lays hard. And I don't think about dick when I speak, no need to say pause. My jewels ain't borrowed, cars ain't rented. You bet it all on you and your squad, that parlay's finished. Every rap is a platter, especially if y'all ain't pinning. When I see him, I see grilled salmon and sauteed spinach. Take a turn, told me dump 16, so I'ma spit a clip. And every verse I lay out the park, it's never hit or miss. I'm a limitless lyricist, minus all of that gimmick shit. We not the same fabric, your type of cloth make a nigga hit it.
I heard my name, so what's the chat about? I ain't talking about the middle when I yell, clear it out. Empty clip, reload and dump again. Anything built on hate, on rot from within. These devils got different levels to their hating. Cause the motion brings separation. 10K, put the case in place. Gonna take another 90 just to make it go away. My name ain't attached to no scam or scandals. Pin game, award winning like Kyrie's handle. Bars and flows beyond comprehension. Admiration and glorification is something different. You thought your five was big, but my six bigger. Cause you a chick beater, don't make you a street nigga. Nah, you pussy and your bitch trash. You ain't fucking with Term Tech or my nigga Flash. You smoke.
Trash blast classic rock and roll. Dunkin' Donuts, Newports, and lobster rolls. Hoes of smoke Marlboros with Diet Cokes. Blue collar white folks get cancer and die of strokes. My uncle used to read comics and jock D&D. Copped his GED and got knocked for B&E. Any shortcuts to cash are treacherous. Neighborhood mass exodus. Soldiers with snatched necklaces. Snatch souls through holes and solar plexuses. Drive-bys on the block and older Lexuses. Lex Luthor, Lex Luger, suplex this dude through the drywall into my neighbor's duplexes. I'm Tyrannosaurus Rex with a Pyrex. My gun's got chambers wide as Stu Banger's biceps. Every brain that he dissects are 5 steps. Better be less than 5 sex or you giving me 5 reps. Peep the science. My heart pumps liquid violence. Walking down the block, tearing out fire hydrants. Tires are flying, saucer office, fucking rocket. Toss officers and coppers and coffins and sarcophaguses. According to notes for my horoscope, me and the Lord go in the forest with cloaks. Got some whores on coke, couple swords to their throat. Start absorbing the dope.
That's all she wrote.
My pop stashed that raw, 20 packages, no in between. Even powder from Ozark, one alphabet of triple beams. Cruising used to pick up models in his Hemi sipping lean. He taught me how to lace the drinks up like CeeLo Green. Single parent, Mom Duke, so food in the fridge is empty. I hit the desert for the work, I call my man in Tempe. Strip bitches on buses, door knockers and Benetton. My mega Tron, got Iron Maiden tickets since Teletron. Bobbing bricks from snowflakes, your pussy like Coldplay. Decepticons in the park, giving facelifts like OJ. Joe Vitarelli, bad vibes and cops grilled. I want all the smoke, regain power when cops killed. I'm in spot builds, you in hospice, legs up and top peeled. Carbine case, the shells, cocaine paste, massage your brain. The architect of pain from a martyr's plane. You barely above ground, we bury you in carbon frame.
The neighborhood's full of rats, cities of thought facts.
The neighborhood.
That's where we live.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
All right. What's going on, boss?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Everything's smooth. Good to meet you.
Yeah, man. Same here, bro. Nice to be talking to you, man. You know, we connecting the dots, man. I'm over here in France. You in New York. We here, man.
Nice. Thanks for having me, brother.
Oh, you already know, man. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. You know, I'm your host, King Flo. And my special guest today is legendary producer / DJ Scram Jones in the building.
Yes, sir. What up?
Yeah. So how's your day going so far, my man?
Everything is, you know, I've only been up a few hours. Just last night we was in the studio rewiring stuff. Every year sometimes you gotta give a spring cleaning and a little facelift to the studio. You know, a lot of people go in and out there, they smoking, they leaving dust, people are wiring their laptops and leaving wires hanging and stuff. So me and my guy, my man Ty, we spent the last couple of days just taking everything apart and putting it back together and upgrading. And so I was doing that, and that's what I'm on right now, just getting everything ready for 2025.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing but good vibes, man, for 2025. Happy New Year, by the way, man.
Thank you. You too, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Let me start with the first question, man, a mixtape addict question. I always ask to all my guests, you know, that's the tradition. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
Oh, wow. My all-time favorite DJ. See, that's hard. There's a lot of different categories, you know what I mean? You know, there's party DJs, there's mixtape DJs, there's turntablists. You know, as, you know, growing up, you know, I was probably influenced by like Pete Rock and DJ Premier and Kid Capri, you know, but definitely as I became a DJ, people like Q-Bert, that was like aliens with it.
Yeah.
You know, like those aliens had me inspired, you know. Obviously the early, my first images of DJing was, you know, Jam Master Jay, and definitely Kid Capri, because he was the one that had a, you know, it was on stage with his own personality and just rocking. But like Premier, Pete Rock, with the combination of the production, how they incorporated with all the music, I was huge fans of, still to this day, of Primo and Pete Rock. And like I said, later on, Q-Bert, and then later DJ Craze, and, you know, Rectangle, and, you know, the Beat Junkies, and guys like that, that just left me astonished and kept me inspired to keep learning new tricks and, you know, upping my skills.
Yep. They're always, you know, like, inventing new stuff, new tricks, man, to blow our minds, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially guys like Q-Bert, you know, I heard some dude say that you can communicate with aliens with your scratches, man.
Yeah, no, his stuff is so futuristic that I believe that.
I've seen a video not too long ago, I think it was like in Seattle, and the crossfader was broke. So he had to find a way to make scratches without the crossfader, just, you know, going back and forth and shit.
Yeah, he could use the up and down, he could use the transformer switch. I mean, him, like Mixmaster Mike, the way he could do something with the up and down switches and shortcut that is just insane, you know? So shout out to all those guys.
Yep, shout out to all those legendary guys. That paved the way, you know, for the DJs nowadays, you know what I'm saying? They're watching this shit on YouTube because they wasn't here to see, but it's forever now, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, man. You know, it's Mixtape Addict, man. I have to ask you, you know, you've been very active in the mixtape game too. And do you miss the mixtape format?
Yeah, I do. I do, because just like people wait for Spotify on Fridays, what's coming out or this, that, like, we would wait for the next mixtape, you know, and we'd have to physically go there. It was always, you know, I'd go to the Bronx to Fordham Road, or we'd go to Harlem Music Hut, or we'd go to Burkina's on, you know, on Houston. And it was always exciting to see what was on the mixtape. And it was a battle of who could have the newest stuff the quickest, you know? And it was dope, because a lot of the music that was on those mixtapes never came out on albums. So there was a lot of freestyles, a lot of B-side things, a lot of like people like Doo-Wop that was just creating his own stuff. It was incredible. And I do miss it, because it was really exciting, you know, because music was so good back then that you really enjoyed all the music a little bit more than today. Not to be a sound like an old head, but, you know, it was just an exciting time in hip-hop.
Yeah, I think like it gave more freedom to the artists, you know, to do whatever they want, you know, invent some new concept, like spit on some beats that are not their own beats, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes do it better than the original.
For sure. And that's, you know, these DJs wanted to have exclusive versions. So, you know, they would prefer to have a freestyle, or prefer to have some B-side record that wasn't going to come out, you know? So, yeah, I miss those days, you know, and try taking the train downtown, or taking the train to the Bronx, and literally on the street, you know, looking through them and discovering a lot of, you know, a lot of new songs, and really listening to it in full and being totally engaged, not scrolling, not fast forwarding. There was no fast forwarding. You letting that shit play. And I think we were more absorbed into the music back then than now, where it's like attention, you know, ADD right now. And, you know, people are skimming. I like it, I don't like it, you know, minute and a half songs. And back then we just let that shit ride, and we kept it on repeat, you know, we kept it in the car on repeat.
Yep.
though.
The attention span have changed, man, you know, when it comes to music. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Yep. And when we think about it, like, you know, we've talked about, like, the streaming platforms. Even the streaming platforms like Spotify and all that, they stole that system from DatPiff, Live Mixtapes, DatCrack.com, all that. You know, we had the streaming platform before streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, definitely when it came to, you know, internet, the internet plugs to music, those were the first guys for sure. Obviously, they changed the whole format with the streaming in the sense that, you know, you could, yeah, I mean, basically, you're right. But yeah, I mean, Spotify took us somewhere else, and now they're crushing everybody in a good and bad way, as you know. Like, these artists aren't getting shit, you know, and yeah, so. But it's very accessible, and no one wants to buy music anymore. You don't need tangible music. You don't need to hold it. You don't need to buy it. You don't need to go to iTunes and download albums anymore. You just got to go stream them, and it's the same thing as if you bought it. So that's why album sales are going down and down. Only the DJs and collectors are really buying, you know, buying the actual MP3s, in a sense.
Yep. And do you think, like, the direct-to-customer-type stuff is going to come back?
The direct-to-what?
To customer, like, you know, direct to the people, you know, buying directly from the artist.
I think so. I think the artists are so powerful on social media that they don't need the middleman anymore. You don't need a manufacturer. You don't need distribution. You don't need any of that. You could literally, if you have enough followers online and you post your music and you literally just upload it yourself or put it to your site, I mean, I think so. I think they obviously got to bring the cost down because everyone's not used to paying top dollar anymore. But if people are selling $5 albums themselves, you know, $5 to $10 albums, just $5 albums, I guarantee, you know, that's what Kanye just did. And, you know, not $5, but I'm just saying he went direct and made a couple million in an hour or whatever and shit like that. Like Drake could do that right now if he said, you know, if he wasn't under contract, he could literally upload music. You know, Tory Lanez, he made like a million in a day, I think, when he tried that. So those popular artists could do it, absolutely.
Yep. I think just got to be creative. Like, you can drop a project on streaming platforms and also have like a physical version of it with bonus songs in it that are not on Spotify. Maybe it's going to make people want to buy the physical product.
Yeah, and I think there's more collectors now, too. Like they said, you know, vinyl sales are going up, and now, you know, people... Even, you know, new generation, like I got a son he collects vinyl and he's a teenager, you know what I mean? And he's just like, I want to get the vinyl of this Tyler the Creator record. And I'm like, why? You know, I mean, I love it that he wants it, but it's interesting. The new generation wants to hold on to an actual product and look at the artwork and read the back and have it in their room. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a coolness to actually holding the music that's coming back. Yep. You know,
it's giving credits to the musicians, engineers, producers, all that. Because online, you can't really see anything, you know, like who produced it, who mixed it, who like played keys on the song, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see teenagers like starting to collect vinyls and all that. And I was going to ask, yeah. Like, you know, we've seen the return of boom bap in the kind of like the mainstream with Benny the Butcher, with Saigon and all that. We've seen the return of vinyls too. And do you think it's going to be a return of mixtapes one of those days?
I think, you know, I like actual physical cassettes. I mean, the main thing is you'd have to sell it with the cassette player. Like people, they have to find a slick way to sell cassette players again to get people, because a lot of people, unless they just want to have them, you know, as a collecting thing to put on their wall or something, but to actually play it, you know, not a lot of these people, like, turntables are more accessible than cassette players nowadays. Mm-hmm. So someone could get a nice turntable, a nice record player, whether they're just listening to the music and set it up in their living room, not even be a DJ. Cassette players, you know, you have to really go find a you know, an old porn shop or something, or old, you know, go online. But cassettes in general are legendary, and I've seen it. You know, I've seen people do the cassettes with the actual USBs. Mm-hmm. I've seen who's the Jam Master J's son, TJ Mazzell. He did one, was a cassette, but then he had spliffs in there, he had joints in there. You know, like you gotta market it, and it's cool. Like, you know, like for instance, like Raekwon, this is the 30th anniversary of Purple Tape. I'm sure he'll drop a, you know, to have a Purple Tape cassette is so legendary, whether you play it or not. But when it comes to fast forwarding, rewinding and all that, like, I think the new generation is too spoiled to, like, and too ADD to sit there and fast forward or rewind. At least records, you could bring, lift up the vine, you know what I mean? Lift up the needle and go to the next record. Cassette, you don't know what you're at. You fast forward, you got to see where you're at, rewind. So I don't know if they're going to like, you know, the functionality.
Yep. They got to go back and study the stuff, man. I have some cassettes like from legendary mixtape DJs out there in Europe. They sent that to me. I don't even have a cassette player now anymore, you know. But I have the tape, the blister, you know, I just put it in the living room. It's like a collector item now.
Exactly. Yeah, I still got all my cassettes, CDs, vinyl. I'm like a hip hop hoarder, so my basement, I could show you after maybe, but yeah, I got a lot of stuff still, but it's just, you know, it is just sitting there, to be honest.
Yeah, you're gonna turn that into a museum one of those days.
Yeah, I can't throw it away though. It's way too sentimental.
Yeah, man. And to you, what makes a great mixtape?
I think a great mixtape is a combination of things. I think, of course, you want exclusives, but you also want creativity. You know, you also want some type of identity that makes you different. But just, you know, just playing the dope stuff. I think remixes were big, you know, with mixtapes. I mean, just the word mixtape, you're supposed to, when it first started, you know, with like a Kid Capri, let's say, back in the days of Ron G, these guys really invented the remix, you know, with taking hip-hop beats and throwing acapellas, you know. So that was always dope to have exclusive, you know, exclusive music, but also showing DJ skills without being too annoying with it, if that makes sense. You know, you want to make it, you know, easy to the ear. So some good clean mixing, some good clean scratching, and some cool little remixes. That's the original, you know, as a mix DJ. After that, it was just about exclusives. I mean, DJ Clue wouldn't scratch in that, but he'd be the top DJ because he'd get all the newest shit. But before him, everybody was scratching and stuff, you know, and, you know, Double R and G-Bo the Pro, those guys making creative stuff. And, and like I say, I'll keep saying Ron G and Doo-Wop and Kid Capri, like, they would make their own stuff, you know?
Yeah, and DJ Clue, he turned that concept of making mixtapes into almost making albums, you know what I'm saying? Like making the shit sound like an album, because everything was exclusive from start to finish.
Right, and then he actually did make an album that went platinum, you know? So he rode that wave right to the marketplace. So shout out to Clue. And Flex, you know, and Flex. You know, Flex wasn't as much as like a weekly or monthly, you know, cassette, like, mixtape guy. I mean, at least in my era, like, I didn't always see a Flex mixtape out there. But when he dropped his mixtapes and put them out, like, I have his stuff on vinyl, and we all know he went gold both times and had exclusives and shout outs and scratching, but it was on the actual record too. Like I literally have a mixtape on vinyl, you know, so he also blew it up.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about, like, releasing your old mixtapes back into vinyls?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that would be dope. That would be dope. I don't know how that would work. You know, obviously, a lot of my mixtapes from back in the days, you know, obviously it's other people's music, so it could get complicated if you start. But just as a collective, I picked something, you know. But then, like, the last couple mixtapes I did were more like best of my production. So, like, the last mixtapes, like, official mixtapes that I have, like, in my basement, like CDs, like, I did the best of, you know, the best of Saigon. I did, like, 30-some records for him that I produced that I wanted to show everybody our archives. And I did the best of me and Raekwon, which was also 30-some records that I produced for Ray that I wanted people to see our archives. And then, you know, I did the best of Nature. I did a, you know, and then I did the instrumental ones with Jay Arms. I did instrumental Kings 1 and 2 of all the beats I did. So those are, like, more personal ones that showed my production. And something like that would be dope, you know. But otherwise, it was just, you know, grabbing other people's music and trying to, you know, be part of the race to get it out to the people.
Yep. And shout out to Jay Arms, by the way, man. That guy was so influential worldwide, because even out there in Europe, man, that's how we used to get the beats, you know.
Absolutely. To this day, you hear his drop literally to this day, you could hear. This song has actually been released commercially. You know, there's a record, I think, with Swiss and Nas, or Swiss and Alicia, that they sampled something, and you could hear the airplane sound. And I'm like, oh. I was like, oh, was the... You know, but to this day, like, he doesn't get enough props at all. And that's like a close friend of mine too. So, but you know, he's off of it, but I'm like, bro, you need more flowers, because every rapper in the game would do all their freestyles to his mixtapes. And then we'd always hear that little air, whether it's G-Unit, Nas, Jay-Z, you would always hear his little airplane sound effect, you know?
And that's how a lot of young MCs, you know, started rapping too, because of his mixtapes.
Right, they didn't have access to you didn't have access to instrumentals. You needed to be a DJ to have that B-side with the instrumentals, so he definitely opened that all up. Yep. I remember Sycamore used to do that too back in the days, not at arm's level, but he came into the game doing instrumental ones too, I remember.
Yeah. Also remember P. Cutter, the Street Walls mixtape, that shit was fucking fire. The concept of diss tracks, only diss tracks in the mixtape, that shit was fire, man.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, that is a lot of fire shit back in the days.
Mm-hmm. You know, mixtapes are known to, you know, like to break music, like break records, you know, from new artists and all that. Do you think it's something that's missing now in the DJ game?
Well, the thing is, you got to go where the sheep are going. You got to go, if the people are online and they're going to a certain place to look for new music, then you kind of got to place your music there. So, like, I don't know if it'll work. I mean, I got friends that still do mixtapes, you know, I got DJ friends that still do mixtapes, but I don't know. That's like a subculture right now. It's a little bit smaller. So I don't know if it'll hit the masses by putting someone on a mixtape in 2025, you know, but something equivalent, maybe a digital version. But the mixtapes are like, you know, New Music Friday on Spotify or you like, that's like the mixtape. If you go to Rap Caviar, that's a mixtape, you know? Every Friday.
Yeah, even the streaming platform, like the way the playlists are made, like the song blend into each other, like, you know, they stole that shit from mixtapes too, man.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's the real DJ shit, but yeah.
Yep. If you could go back in time and wish you'd made a classic mixtape, like one of your favorites, what would it be?
You said if I should have made one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, back in the days, you know, I'm into like, because now I do the I do the radio and I do a lot of sample mixes, but back then it was rarer. But when people did it back then, it was even crazier. So it's like doing those sample mixes back then would have been dope, you know, because I see the response I'm getting now. And I also remember people that used to do it back in the days that you'd be like bugging out because it was just very educational, but it was just cool to hear like a soul sample of something that Jay-Z used. It was just... So I'm into that because I like, you know, I like to show where it came from, and it also brings you to another world of music too. Now you're stuck listening to a soul song or a 70s song you might have not listened to before, and you jam into that just as much as the actual record. So stuff like that, you know, I probably wish I put out more rapping stuff because I used to rap my ass off back in the days, and you know, but I kept a lot of that shit in my hard drive. So I was like, I should have just released all this shit.
Well, if you still have them, you know, it's never too late.
Yeah. I mean, it probably sounds dated now, you know. But back then, like, you know, I was into all that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You work with a lot of people. Like, you know, you mentioned Saigon, Raekwon. I remember also hearing you in the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack, man. And what was like your most memorable collaboration, if you have one?
With any artist?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard question because I've worked with so many people. It's been now we're talking decades. So the most memorable, I don't know. I always one just came to my head. I don't know if it's the most, but I'll just share one was with Styles P when we did a collaboration for his album Float that I produced I think 2014, and I produced the whole thing with him, and that was memorable because you know, just the way that he works, you know, how he doesn't write, and he literally, you know, like he'll get to the studio, smoke and close his eyes and have his verse in like 20 minutes. And you know, I was excited to do one record with him, so once I got him to my studio, and that's usually what happens, That's why I always tell artists, just pull up, pull up. I'm not sending you beats, pull up, because when people pull up, we do 4 or 5 records. They get my energy, they get, you know, I'm sitting there tailor making the beats for them, and it always turns into a project. It always turns into more than one record. And that's what happened with Styles. He wanted to record to a beat. His studio was under construction. He came to my studio, and literally I just started, we knocked out like 4 records in one night. And he's just like, yo, I'm coming back tomorrow. He just to finish these. And then that turned into 7. Then we're like, yo, bro, let's just do this project and knock out 12 or 14. And that happened with him. You know, even recently, I just did that with Dave East. We did a mixtape. I guess it became a project, but it was for Valentine's Day. He came through. I said, yo, let's do something, you know, let's do something for the ladies. And he came through. We also knocked out like 4 records in one night. Came back the next day, another 4 records. And then one more session, and we've literally knocked out a whole mixtape project in like 4 days, you know. So those moments when you're like really in a rhythm with the artist, like you guys are just on the same energy field and it's just flowing. Those moments are great, you know. And that's when I've been the most successful, you know, when people pull up and are just, you know, they lock in with me.
Yep. When the chemistry is good, man, it's always going to be magic, you know.
Yeah. You just got to milk it. Yeah,
that's when you make the best music.
For sure.
Yep. And have you seen Ghost doing his thing? Because I was at Vinny Aguilar's studio a few years ago. He told me he turned all the lights down. He like there on the couch.
Oh, like, Styles. Oh. Yeah.
Then he wakes up and he does the whole fucking song. Not only one.
He's the illest. He's the illest. And you sit there not knowing what to do because you're like, all right, the beat's on loop. You know what I'm saying? And he's literally with his eyes closed and you're like, is he sleeping? Should I leave the room? Should I wake him? You know? So you sitting there, whatever. I mean, now, whatever. Scrolling on Instagram, whatever. You just kind of just wondering how. And you know who does that, too, is Jim Jones. Because I did a full project with him that never even came out yet. But over COVID. And we did it over Zoom. And I put a beat on. And he'd close his eyes, too. And I'd be sitting on Zoom just, like, looking at him, like, knocked out. Or looking knocked out. He also would wake up and be like, he'd have his verse ready. He also doesn't write. So they actually both are similar in the sense that I had those similar experiences of them closing their eyes and basically going to sleep in front of me and waking up. And I heard Biggie used to do that too. You know, it's just, it's a mental exercise these guys have mastered. And that's definitely, but yeah, Styles is ill for that. And he's the type that when he goes in the booth, there's no punching. So he'll do his verse and he'll be killing it and maybe he'll stumble the last line and I'll be like, yo, just punch it. Hell no, we don't punch Graham from the top. And I'm thinking, like, why do you want to mentally have to remember this shit? But for him, it's like greasing the wheel. Like, he's going to get in that pocket better and better every time he does it.
Yep.
So that's, you know, these guys are their own type of aliens, to be honest.
Yep. It's like a boxer, you know. They do it for the sport, man. They go back, you know, do it from the top all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you have any advice, man, for the young upcoming DJs and producers right now that are maybe listening to this interview and probably heard some Scram Jones in their life?
It's really about networking. I mean, first of all, you got to love it and you got to do it for the love. As corny as that's not corny, but don't always just think about the money. The money's going to come naturally and organically. But do everything for the love. And the main thing is to go align yourself and ally up with as many artists and people in the game as possible and be of service, you know, be resourceful to people so they keep you around. Don't always try to get stuff out of everyone else. Actually show that you're resourceful, you know, because once you show that you're resourceful, people want to keep you around and also they're down to help you out. So if you give first, a lot of the times the return back, the favor back, you know, could be even bigger. So, like I say, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and, you know, relationships is currency. So, every move that I made was from a relationship that I might have been doing something for free for, or, you know, I did, you know, coming up, I was doing beats for everybody for free just to get my name out. But then, you know, when people saw the discography and people wanted to come to me with beats separately, I was able to charge them because I had a big discography that I created by doing shit for free, you know, and it buzzed me out. And then those same artists, if I need a verse for something or need them to do an interview or a show, it is that, like, it just, I always had a one, you know, they always would look out for me. And not all of them, because some of them are, you know, Not everybody's good, but I'm trying to bite my tongue. But yeah, but ultimately, it's basically just networking. That's my main thing, networking, and just be a likable person, you know, because people got to like you to want to help you.
Yep, for sure. You know, especially in music, you know, it's something spiritual. So you got to have, you know, got to have a good heart, you know what I'm saying, and be nice to people. And like you say, it's going to come back. It's good karma.
Yeah, I know a lot of talented people that never made it because they were assholes, you know? And then I know other people that just were on the grind and their talents weren't even huge, but they just be around the right people and people like them and did the favors for them, and they blew up, you know?
Yep. Real talk, man. So everybody that's listening right now, take the words of advice from Spram Jones. You heard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And what's coming in 2025 for you?
2025. So, I mean, this year I'm really trying to open up the music that I've been making over the years. I have a lot of non-hip-hop music that I've been working on that I really, you know, I've just been kind of keeping archived, but I really want to let it go. You know, working with songwriters and artists and, you know, in different, you know, I have an Afrobeat project I got. I got an alternative one with a singer. I have a you know, stuff like that. I have, you know, my own project with me rapping. But then when it comes to me as like a producer, you know, me and Ghostface did also a project over COVID that we're just sitting on, like a mixtape that I want to release that. You know, me and Dave East will probably do a part two for Valentine's Day if we knock it out in the next few weeks. And yeah, just releasing more product because I'm like, you know, I'm on the front lines with the DJing, but I'm usually background with the production and the studio stuff. But like just recently, but I really need to release more projects and more singles and more stuff with my name on it. So I'm going to really open up my hard drive and let people hear what's in it, you know?
Yes, sir. I'll be here to spin that, you know, let the fans overseas listen to this shit in the Mixtape Addict show, man. You know, we playing that dope all the time. So whenever you got some new stuff, send that over here.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, man. And do you have any last words, man, for your fans worldwide?
Nothing, man. Just, you know, keep the peace, keep the love, keep the vibrations high, man. There's a lot of dark energy in the world right now. And, you know, I would say, you know, just be, let's, you know, sound like I'm on some hippie shit, but just stick with the love and the gratitude and, you know, none of this division shit, you know what I mean? Let's all collab and make music. I think music is definitely therapeutic and healing, and it could save us. Just make some beautiful shit, and that's kind of where I'm at in my age and in my time. I've made so much dark music, which was dope for the streets and hard, and that's still where my DNA is at. But I kind of want to make beautiful music now. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I want to make some beautiful shit, you know? So that's where I'm at right now. And, you know, I think people are going to start gravitating to that more because that dark energy is starting to, you know, we're always going to, I'm not talking about people aren't going to love to hear a hard hip hop beat, but I just mean, even what you rap about,
you know,
just, I think we should all try to like lift shit up a little bit with what's going on in the world, you know?
Yep, and it's always good to try new things, you know, musically, not only musically, but also, you know, like you say, the subjects of your raps and all that, man. It's good for the spirit, you know?
For sure, bro.
Yeah, my man. And thanks for your time, bro. Appreciate you, you know, for being in the Mixtape Addict show. And whenever you come out there in Europe, hit me up. I'm out there, man.
Absolutely. Likewise, man. Likewise. Hit me up. And y'all follow me at Scram Jones. And like I say, Shea 45 every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. I'm on the radio. And yeah, check for your boy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for your time. Take care, bro.
All right. Salute.
Peace.